I want to talk to your service techs for a second. I want to talk about the importance of getting maintenance agreements. We know how important these are, so we got to make sure and communicate to our service technicians the value of getting service agreements. They're going to come in very handy in certain slow seasons, right? In the shoulder seasons of our business. In this video, Gary Ellis is going to share with us why it's important for the homeowner, for the service technician, and the company to have a maintenance agreement.
So accessories, service agreements, repair versus replace, indoor air quality options, whole house inspections for plumbing. Certainly we can sell total home services, insulation, windows, doors, all kinds of things that companies out there will have the opportunity to put their technicians in charge of creating opportunities. So today's topic is going to be service agreements. Why service agreements? Well, pretty much a fundamental of any service business is you have to have a customer relationship. Now we know from a customer relationship that an existing client will buy 67% more or spend 67% more with us than a non-client, non-relationship. So just think about your doctor, your dentist, your grocery store, any personal relationships that you have. You tend to have developed a level of trust inside of the sales process whereby you have that relationship, they've done well for you, the brand experience has been good. So as a general rule, clients are more willing to turn loose of their hard-earned money if they have a relationship. So the service agreement is the linchpin for the contracting business to be able to tie ourselves together, not just with the equipment or the house or the database, but actually build a client relationship. So as we've talked about in the service agreement module, we definitely want to try to get our technicians dispatched back as frequently as possible to the same house. Well, that being said, we also have to recognize that not all service technicians are created equal. So if you're a service technician and you're sitting in a classroom right now, or you're sitting in a conference room and you're watching this video with your service manager, or perhaps you're just a young service manager who's jumping off and going to start his own business, or you're a service technician and you have that aspiration, you know you're going to have to sell. I mean, that's just fundamentally part of the equation. But not all of us are gifted at sales. Some of us are just gifted at the mechanical side of the business. So the good news is it's a skill set that can be developed. And it kind of starts with the mindset. So before I go to the whiteboard and break down the benefits and why and how we should be selling service agreements at the technician level based on technician communications, I'd like to spend just a little bit of time and kind of go through the mindset, just bring you back to a dialogue we've had earlier in attitude determines how things are successful in your life. So we talk about, altitude is determined by attitude. That's one of the videos that we've produced. I just want you to be aware of the fact that some technicians necessarily don't believe in service agreements. I've had that group of people in my own company where they've said, no, I don't believe in it. I know it's good for you, but I don't see how it's good for the consumer. Well, it is good for the consumer, specifically if the consumer wants the product. Who are we to decide whether or not that's our choice or their choice? It obviously is theirs. Secondly, we know for a fact if we regularly maintain equipment, if we change the oil in our cars, if we change our wiper blades, basic maintenance is a good thing. So whether the client wants to pay $5,000 for that or $150 for that, that's a debate that should rage inside of a company. How is the pricing set up? What is the value proposition? What are we going to give the client? But the idea is sound. So the question becomes, why wouldn't a technician believe in that type of a system? So I'd like to take you to this little slide. This goes back to the John Maxwell principles of leadership and understanding what's going on. So if you look at this particular slide, what determines our success in sales is in fact our mindset. Wally's got incredible videos and the story of his own life is 100% about mindset. Thinking patterns, thinking about what it is that we aspire to do. So we're interested in brand experience. We're interested in making more money. We're interested in having more work hours during the slow period. We're interested in being, a career path. Maybe I want to be a service manager, or maybe I want to own my own company. So what you think about is what you become. So Napoleon Hill said, the mind, what it can conceive and believe it can achieve. So we're back to the principle of the thinking patterns that you create on a daily basis. And what you reinforce for yourself are what determine your patterns of success. That leads to a belief system. Belief systems are very powerful. So we want the belief system to be in place that what we do for the customer is for the benefit of the customer. If the customer doesn't want a service agreement, that's okay. But it's not okay for you not to present that as an option to a client. You're not allowed to make the buying decision for a customer. That's not your responsibility. The role of the service technician is to identify the opportunities, figure out what those options are, educate the client, let the client make that decision. So that belief system then leads into a set of expectations. What do I expect from you as the owner of a business? I expect you to educate the client. I have a product. The product is actually a good product. It comes with a lifetime guarantee on any repair. The discount for the price of the product is good. The customer pays a lower price for any services. They get basically no overtime. I mean, there's a slew of benefits that the customer has. So my expectations are, I would expect all customers to have the opportunity to say yes or no, sort of the up-down vote. What I need you to create in your own expectations is, this is probably a pretty smart thing for me as an individual. It's pretty smart for the consumer, and it's pretty smart for the business. So we've set up the win-win-win philosophy of expectations. Then if you look at that next part of that chart, expectations lead to attitudes. Attitudes, good attitudes, bad attitudes. Well, if your attitude is that a service agreement isn't good for a client and you don't want to talk to the client about it, that's going to show up in the numbers, and eventually that's going to show up not just on the expectations conversation that we would have with you or your service manager would have with you, but ultimately it's going to show up in your own performance. Most business owners are going to apply the very best technician to the opportunities. That's common sense. So if your company hasn't gotten to that place yet, most likely it will. In order to survive, we want to put our best person in front of the customer that's going to create the best opportunities not only for the client, but also for you, the technician, and also for us, the business owner. So it stands to reason that your attitude should adjust to the fact to say that I want to do what's right for the customer. That's it. That's really all you have to think about. If you believe in the product itself, then doing what's right means let the customer make that decision, educate them, talk to them about the benefits of the product. If they say no, they say no. But the majority of customers are probably going to uptake that product simply because it makes common sense to them if it's explained properly. Of course, we need to train you on that. You go to the service agreement module, you understand your company's service agreement platform, you go with that particular product. Now, if you look at the next line item there, the behavior pattern. Behavior patterns are driven from attitudes. What I think about is ultimately what I become based on my expectations, based on my attitude. Well, my behavior patterns then are created based on what I have thought about and how I've that's basically manifested itself. So for me, behaviorally, if I'm going to understand the service agreement is a good product for the customer, it's good for me personally based on the benefits that I'm going to get from the company, me doing my job the way the company wants it done. And I understand that the company is going to benefit because it's a good thing from the relationship point of view. We have lots of opportunities. Why wouldn't I want to learn that product and behave in a way that makes me able to communicate what is, for the customer point of view, a good choice for them? Again, you're not forcing the issue with the client. You're simply putting a product out in front of them and saying, are you interested in this? Here are the benefits. Here's the price point. You know, there's a reason why the customer says yes or no. Some customers don't have the money, they may not buy it. Some customers might be moving, they may not buy it. But if I'm offering a discount on my service invoice and the service agreement is basically a low cost or almost no cost opportunity, most clients are probably going to say yes. So your belief system and your ability to change your behavior pattern as a technician to recognize that the service agreement is the precursor to your success is going to be a key thing.